Welcome to Make Your Impact, the podcast for successful women who want liberation from their self-doubt so they can take up space without censoring who they are. I'm Emma Elder, your confidence coach, who's going to help you understand exactly what you bring to the table and help you perform better as I support you to break free from imposter syndrome, fear of failure, judgment and rejection. Get ready to say goodbye to the daily doubt, overthinking, overanalyzing, and worrying what everyone thinks, and say hello to more fun, fulfillment, and acceptance of exactly who you are while stepping into the leader you are becoming. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Make Your Impact, the podcast. This is episode 40, and this is going to be an episode like I've never done before because we are going to get to do some live coaching together to help you get crystal clear clarity on what makes you unique. Now, I'm going to actually start the episode by acknowledging that recently I have been lacking in consistency with showing up on social media. Now, I support my clients to figure out how they can be consistent in their business despite whatever else is going on there in their life, yet here I am right now, not doing it myself. However, I'm not saying this to apologize for it, which you might expect me to now, because the last few weeks, motherhood has demanded much more from me. That has meant that my business has had to, or areas of my business, not my entire business, but some areas of my business, actually only social media, to be honest, has had to be deprioritized. And I was recently on a call in this membership that I'm a part of, and we were discussing, like a group of us were all discussing about the challenges of being consistent in your business and launching and all this and like keeping up your energy. And, you know, I hear this sort of thing and see it a lot being posted on social media about like trying to find balance, how to create balance, like what are my boundaries around balance. And my hot take on this is that balance just doesn't exist. And I believe it comes down to being really clear on what you value and what your priorities are. And so in this moment right now, I have no doubts that when I get to the end of my life, I am not going to be regretting that I've had a few weeks of being inconsistent with posting on social media. But would I regret at the end of my life that I haven't been able to be present and show up for my daughter when she's really needed me? Absolutely, yes, I would. So whilst I am super, super clear on what I value, and I have no doubt that this decision for me in this moment right now is the right thing for me, I also have to admit, though, that it comes with an element of guilt. And I think it's actually really important to be transparent with this and to normalize that, you know, having feelings like this come up for you, even though when you know something's right for you, it's just a human experience. It's a human emotion, and you're never going to get rid of having human experiences like emotions like that, like guilt. So first and foremost, I want you to know there's nothing wrong with you for feeling uncomfortable when you're having feelings like this. But it is a problem if these feelings are starting to, you know, really consume you and they're starting to interfere with your quality of life and your overall happiness. Like that, at that point is when I would say, actually, no, these feelings are becoming a bit of a problem for you. And I'd say in this moment right now, I'm pretty comfortable, to be honest, with the fact that people can't see me right now. Other than if you're listening to this podcast and on my email list, of course, people can't see me showing up for my business, or obviously if you're my client. And I know I still am. Like I don't need that external validation of other people seeing me showing up consistently on social media to know that I'm doing enough in my business right now with actually what is within my capacity to do without burning myself out by spinning all the plates. And I have this really real confidence and of like what is enough for me because I have real crystal clear clarity on who I am and what I value. And so I wanted to bring this conversation and give you a huge amount of value. Like, I can't believe how much value I'm going to be giving away in today's episode, really. It's ludicrous. By helping you explore this too. So, whether you are a woman who's got the successful business and you've got an online presence and a personal brand, or you're the high achieving woman in your professional career, having a clear understanding of who you are and what makes you unique is going to help remove so much of that pressure, that outside pressure to meet expectations. And when you have that pressure really like relieved from you, it feels like such liberation to like really take up space and just be yourself, because you know yourself. And when you don't have a clear understanding of your identity, you're going to find yourself probably seeking inspiration from other successful women you admire to figure out how you can then show up in your business or your career. But what this leads to is that you're either then going to end up copying how they show up and then expecting to have the same results, but probably not going to get them, or you're comparing yourself to them, and then that means that you'll end up holding yourself back because you start to think, well, I'm never going to be as good as them. And as a business owner, this means that you'll then become really like lost in the crowd of everyone that's on social media, and then this leads to lots of feelings of frustration because you're then not connecting to your dream client, and you're seeing your dream client go and invest in support elsewhere. And if you're a woman in a professional career, you'll probably be identifying with feelings of imposter syndrome coming up, and you're finding that nerves are really taking over when it comes to stepping up at things like interviews or networking opportunities or events and things like that, public speaking. So today I'm going to be taking you through an exercise that is going to help you discover exactly what makes you unique. And so this means when someone asks you, like, tell me about yourself, you're going to be able to answer with such confidence and crystal clear clarity. So let's get into it. You must go get a pen and paper so that you can actually work through this with me live, and you can pause and stop this episode as you need to throughout, so that you can really take the time to write things down, because this is going to really create some shifts and insights that are going to give you big transformations. So obviously, if you're driving, don't worry about that. but you can listen to this back. First things first, I want you to write down what your skills are. This usually is one of the easiest tasks for most people to do, because it's kind of like an external thing to you. You don't have like an ego necessarily attached to it. So all you need to do is write down all your skills. So think about the training that you have, the qualifications you have, what your natural talents, like list it all out, as many things as you could possibly think of. What are your skills? Write all that down. Next, I want to dig deeper now. We've got eight sections to go through. So first is on your skills. Next, I want you to start to understand, what are your passions and interests? So questions that might help bring this up for you are, what do you love doing on the weekends? Like, what do you find yourself drawn to consuming on like the TV, etc.? What music lights you up? Why? Are you someone who's drawn to aesthetics and neat spaces and environments? Or are you someone who's like more creative and expressive, and you're like a living in the moment person? Like, that's something that's a bit of a passion of yours. What causes are important to you? Do you have anything that you have like feel really passionate about that you like want to improve in the world, or you know, your general environment around you? Even like, what can you find yourself getting really lost doing for hours and hours on end without realizing, like whether that's reading books or just, I don't know, going on a walk and getting lost in your thoughts? Like, that can be a passion. That can be a passion or an interest. Start to write down the answers that come up for you here in terms of your passions and interests, and any other thoughts or that come to mind when you're thinking about those questions. And for extra points with getting to know yourself, then write, why do you love these things? Like, what is it about those things that make you feel something, and why does that matter to you? Like, how is it making you feel, and why does that matter to you? That is getting a lot deeper under here in terms of your who you are. Okay, so we've covered your skills, we've covered your passions and interests. Next, we're going to move on to something that might be unexpected, which is, what do you not enjoy doing? The reason I add this in is because sometimes for some people, exploring like your passions and interests and things that you love can actually be difficult to pinpoint, especially if you have been through some identity shifts and you kind of lost your way. Like for me, I know I can identify that with that when I became a mother, for example. And so when you are getting stuck on this question, or you feel like you haven't got a lot to write down, let's think about what you don't enjoy doing, because I expect you have a lot more clarity on that. So what are the things that you don't enjoy doing? Is it techie stuff, like anything that requires technical tasks, like setting up a website, for example, mentioning no names here? Do you hate a certain type of exercise? Do you find confrontation really difficult? Do you have a really hard time skipping over the finer details because actually you're somebody who likes things to be like really perfect and like detailed? Is it even cleaning or driving or laundry? Like, what are the things that you don't love doing that don't bring you joy? And again, ask yourself why. How do they do it? What happens for you when you are doing these things? How does that make you feel? And what does that feeling or what does that task mean to you? Like, what does that bring up for you? Next, we are going to explore what makes you feel. So what brings up big emotions for you? So think about these questions might help you to kind of discover the answer to that. What riles you up? What makes you angry? What have you got really strong opinions about? Or maybe it's not strong opinions about, but it's just opposing opinions about, or just slightly different to the people around you. I think this is a real deal breaker question when you are somebody who identifies as being a good girl, or somebody who's just like genuinely a really lovely, smiley, bubbly, happy, positive person, because this is often the side of your personality that you've probably never really taken time to explore and delve into and understand. But inside of here is kind of like the grit to you, like what really is making you tick. And everybody is going to have answers here in terms of like what things make you feel something, what brings up big emotions for you. And maybe it's actually other things like, you know, what things make you feel so joyous and like lit up and grateful, like what feelings like make your heart, what things make your heart skip a beat. Explore all of that, because again, this is going to start bringing up the really deep details of like what is truly unique about you, what makes you tick, and why you like what things make up who you are. Okay, now we are going to move on to your character traits. So, what character traits of yours are you proud of? So, this could be anything at all, but as a few examples, it might be things like you're a good listener, or you empathize really well, or you forgive really easily, you're someone who's really courageous, you're very tolerant and patient and fair, or you're someone who's really honest, or you lead with integrity. Like, there could be so many more things here that you could add to this list, but getting really clear on like the adjectives that you would use to describe your character traits, again, is so, so helpful for both, like for both of my ideal clients, which is the women in business, and for the women in professional careers. Because in one of those, you are somebody who is, you know, if you're a businesswoman, you're someone who's selling to people. So you need to know like what things you lead with, like what are your values, that underpin your business. And then for the women in the professional careers, often you are presenting yourself in terms of your skill set to secure certain projects or clients or even jobs, for example. And so it's actually really important that you have this really clear. Next, what motivates you? This is a really interesting one. And there are kind of like, they're two different types of motivation. There's extrinsic and intrinsic motivation. Extrinsic and intrinsic. Oh my gosh. You know when you say words too many times and then you don't actually even know what's the right way to say it anymore. Anyway, this is something anyway that's come from my like previous career. But the difference between these motivation types is that one is things that are an external type of motivation, something you get from outside of yourself, and the other is something that's internal to you. So for example, the ones that are extrinsic, so something that's from outside of yourself, is motivational things like being in competition, being a competitor. That's something that makes you feel really motivated. Or it might be having progress or gaining new knowledge or achieving competence and expertise in a certain area or gaining recognition and achieving your goals. Or it might be things that are more intrinsic to you, so that it's something that actually fulfills you from the inside out, if that makes sense, which are things like seeing yourself persevere and not give up when things are hard, or feeling really safe and secure. Like, that's something that motivates you. You're doing it to allow yourself to be safe and secure. For example, being consistent, that could be something that actually isn't something you're doing because you want other people to see you as being consistent. It's actually something that you're doing because it makes you feel safe and secure that you're meeting your values and achieving the boundaries that you set out for yourself and your business. It could actually be either or, but it kind of comes down to like the personal meaning that you attach to that thing. Or is it like feeling in control? That can be something that motivates you, and that's a really interesting one if that's something that you identify with, because that can have all sorts of different meanings in how you show up with relationships with, like, obviously the people you work with, your clients, and like even people in your real like friends and family relationships, etc. Like, if feeling in control is something that motivates you, that could be a really interesting thing to explore, especially if it comes to like supporting other people, for example. So we've explored what motivates you, what things stand out for you there. Like, get really clear on that, and perhaps you like, it'd be interesting for you to understand like which of those you identify with the strongest either side in terms of the extrinsic or intrinsic motivation. And then this nicely ties on to our next section, which is looking at what's important to you in relationships. So is it a feeling of belonging? Is it working as part of a team? Is communication important to you? Is it trust, respect, or having really clear boundaries that you both honour? And when I'm talking about relationships, you can think about this in a really broad sense. But for the purpose of what we're doing this for, it might be interesting to think about it in terms of the relationships that you're having with your clients, with your mentor, with your employer, with your co-workers, etc. Again, this is going to make you understand far deeper about who you are and how you show up and why certain things bother you. That's another thing that's really helpful to know. And again, getting clear on this is another thing that helps really inform your values of like how you show up in the world and what you want to get out of people. And then that finally ties into exploring what you value the most. And I mean, there's many different like free templates that you can access on the internet to explore what your values are. But a few things, I suppose, that would be really interesting to list out in terms of most important to, or most valued to, like, rarely valued, is your family, friends, your health, work, community, play and rest, your appearance and aesthetics, personal development, creativity, knowledge, self-development. Oh no, we said that one. Self-acceptance. Those things are, I believe, are a real anchor to have clarity on in terms of what you value the most. Because this is when you can start to work through those feelings of guilt that come up for you when you are trying to find balance and balance isn't existing. So for example, for me, I know that I highly value my business and being really consistent with my business and giving it everything that I can. However, I also value my daughter and like being a parent and obviously my husband, like family time, like that kind of, whenever I speak about my daughter and being a parent, really, I actually mean like family time also with my husband, but you know, it's just easier to talk about my daughter. And I guess the thing that comes up for me on this so often is that I feel like I value both of those things so, so highly, like they're both probably at the top of my list. And I often wish I could be both a full-time parent and full-time in my business, like working every minute of every day. Sometimes I want to do both of these things, but realistically, that's just never, ever going to happen. And so I have to really get clear on like what really does fall at the top. And it's always going to be family, always, always going to be family. Like they're the people that are going to be here and talking about you after you die. So I think this is a really, really helpful thing to get clarity on, because it helps you to get clarity on what balance is going to look like for you day to day when things crop up in life that you're not expecting. Now, having explored all of those things as a life coaching exercise, and I really do hope that you are pausing this and writing things down and not just listening passively, because if you're doing that, how are you going to expect to create any type of transformation or change? Like, if you can't do this right now, like, save this episode and come back to it at a later time this evening or whenever you've got time next available, because you will thank yourself for doing this work. And hopefully now, at the end of doing that exercise, you're going to be so clear on exactly who you are, and you're going to have clarity on your values and your priorities. And I already know that having done this work, that the pressure that you felt before to show up in a certain way is beginning to melt away now, because you are going to be starting to care far less about what anyone else or the company that you work for thinks about you for not measuring up, because you know who you are. But now I want to encourage you to take another step further, because as a woman with a successful business or a high achieving professional career, you're in a position of leadership. Whether you like it or not, you are. Like, regardless of whether you have a team or employees or nothing, if you are high achieving and you have created success in your work, you are in a position of leadership. And as a leader, you need to gain clarity on your personal authority, which is different, by the way, from positional authority. And I think this is something that people get really confused and trip up on and then tend to shy away from the word or like owning their sense of authority completely because it feels a bit icky. Just to clear this up, like positional authority can be somebody who has, or an environment or a community who has the power to control and make decisions. However, it can also be someone who is an expert or somebody who has the ability to influence. And those last two is definitely you. You are definitely going to be somebody who is an expert in what they do. Like, you're very, very good. You're highly skilled. You're high achieving. You have created success in your business. And this means that you're likely in a position where you have the ability to influence, and that can be influencing people who have the problem that you solve to buy from you, or it can be influencing people in your team to, you know, upskill, or it can be influencing clients to come on board into your company with the projects that you're offering, etc. However, your personal authority is different. Your personal authority is having clarity on the characteristics that you lead with. So this is the next step. I want you to answer the question, what is my personal authority? What are the characteristics that enable me to lead in a way that is completely unique to me? And then this gold is now something that I want you to blow up in your personal brand if you've got a business, or something that I want you to refer back to every single day when you are making important decisions with your team, or you have those opportunities where you have to really show up for yourself, this is going to create such breakthroughs and new levels for you of really taking up space in your authority. If you are still struggling to answer this question though, having done this exercise in this podcast episode, and you'd like to get help on this so that you can be the woman that's moving from being that lovely, you know, beautiful, sunny, positive, lovely lady to really stepping into the ownership of being a leading lady, somebody who leads, whether that's in your business or your career, then I want to tell you about my Power Hour sessions that are going to support you with exactly this. So I have two options that will support either of your needs. So if you're a woman in business who has the strategy and sales and testimonies, but you know you're destined for more and you really want to start taking up space by unapologetically sharing why and how you are incredible at what you do, which will attract those next level clients and leave you having a lot more fun creating content you love because you've got full permission to just be your whole self online, then you can book in my Confident Content Power Hour. And for my women in professional careers who are high achievers, but you've got upcoming interviews or events or networking opportunities, which is sending your imposter syndrome into a spiral, and you want to take up space by being your whole self, raising your vibration, raising your voice, and getting noticed for exactly what you bring to the table, you can book in your Confidence Boost Power Hour. Either of those sessions include a personal audit and action plan, as well as bespoke coaching during the call. And this is all for £99, which is an absolute bargain, if you ask me, when you consider the lifetime worth of value and clarity that you're walking away with. Like, it's not something that you're not paying for the hour. You're paying for the clarity that it is going to provide you with for the rest of your life. The action plan that you can put in over, you know, you could use over and over and over again. So if you want to discuss more details about this or ask me anything about today's episode, then please do head over to my Instagram or LinkedIn and pop me a message. Or if you're wanting to book in, then please use the link in the show notes to book in your session. And I'm going to end today's episode with a brand new feature that I'm going to be adding in. I started doing it in my weekly newsletter, and I think it's something anyway that I'm kind of known for, especially on Instagram. And I'm going to start sharing at the end of every podcast episode a confidence song of the week, like a weekly playlist rotation. And this week I'm going to be starting off strong with Shakira, Hips Don't Lie. So if you are needing an injection of energy right now, please go put this banger on and shake what your mama gave you. Like, I literally did this just before pressing record just now, so it will be like we've just been doing it together. And I promise you, after doing this, you're going to sit back down to your desk or whatever you're doing afterwards with completely renewed, focused and positive energy. Please enjoy yourself and let me know if you did this and how it's made you feel. And you can also drop me suggestions of songs that you'd love to see featured here, because that would be really fun. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I am going to be wishing you take care, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.